Hello, everyone. My name is Nimra Atik, and today I'm bringing to you a podcast about the world's most renowned composer and pianist, Ludwig van Beethoven. Beethoven is widely considered the Einstein of music, as the German composer still has his pieces being loved and played after 250 years. The most interesting detail about Beethoven is how he struggled against his battle with deafness, but his most prominent songs were still composed in his later years when he was almost completely devoid of hearing. This goes to prove Kelly Clarkson's quote, "Music isn't just heard, it is felt." Beethoven is an inspiration for the world as he persevered against a losing battle and never gave up on his talent. Instead, he continued to play the piano and shared his skills with the world. Another reason why Beethoven is considered so influential is that despite his humble background, where he was a simple commoner in a world of aristocrats and was rejected by many simply because of his status, his music was still greatly appreciated because of his hard work and determination. My parents and I prefer one of Beethoven's most famed songs, Für Elise, that was only discovered 40 years after the death of the composer. The genre is classified as classical music. Classical music is signified by the prominent strain of a single melody that is played by all instruments. The homophonic sound and the less complex music is the main identification of Für Elise as classical music. However, Für Elise was also a part of the Romantic movement beginning in the late 18th and the early 19th century that emphasized unknowable spiritual and emotional experiences. This is shown in Für Elise through the repetitive melody that strongly enforces the main theme. Though Für Elise is well known in all parts of the world, the subject of the song remains a controversy even after two centuries. Für Elise in German translates simply to For Elise. However, in the actual manuscript, Beethoven dedicated the song as Für Therese, meaning For Therese, which was later changed by the copywriter Ludwig Knoll, who first discovered the composition, due to a misunderstanding. Most people believe that the recipient of the song was Therese. Therese Malfatti was a woman who Beethoven proposed to in the same year that he composed Für Elise. On the other hand, some researchers proposed that the identity of Elise was a German soprano named Elisabeth Roquel, who played in Beethoven's opera Fidelio. The sources also show that the couple often met and wanted to get married. All this evidence strongly enforces the theme of wistfulness and longing, all wrapped up in a mysterious packaging. However, the fact that Beethoven never married and died alone leaves this enigma unresolved and the audience bewildered and perplexed. I personally love Für Elise because it was one of the first songs I learned to play on the piano. The simplicity of the song helps an amateur to play it while still having the challenge of the later complex notes. Für Elise has a very melancholy vibe that stirs deep emotions while at the same time it helps calm me down. My mother likes this song as she derives a peaceful sensation from it due to the light melody that doesn't betray the intensity of the theme. It's a kind of tranquility that is borrowed from its hidden mysteries and secrets. The song draws me in from the first six notes, the main melody, while the left-hand accompaniment brings in the depth of the play. The song reminds me of the ocean. The waves are small in the beginning, but slowly rise until they reach a high tide and stir a storm that moves harshly in circular motions. Then the tide starts to recede while continuously hitting the shores in long paths. Eventually, the waves calm down and the wind quiets its howls as the main melody plays again to end the song. The main reason why Beethoven's songs are still popular today are because they connect to the population. Just like how Robert Frost's poem, The Path Not Taken, relates to the readers and the difficulty of choosing between two choices, in Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet that points at the differences between the youngsters and the elderly, Beethoven's songs connect on a spiritual level with the themes of love and loss, longing and subtlety. His modest background and status represent many people today who face and struggle with financial, physical, and emotional challenges when chasing after their dreams. Beethoven is a huge inspiration for them and shows that you can achieve anything you want as long as you put your mind and heart to it. And the most significant reason for Beethoven to still have an impact on today's world is, as he quotes himself, "What I have in my heart and soul must find a way out. That's the reason for music." Thank you.